aboard Carnival Horizon.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker on assignment.
Here's your cruise news briefs for Thursday, July 22nd, 2021. Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas made its maiden call in Sitka on Wednesday, marking the first stop in the Alaska cruise region in nearly 2 years with passengers. The vessel is currently operating a seven-night cruise out of Seattle, which will also include calls at Icy Strait Point, Juneau, and Ketchikan. Currently, anyone under the age of 16 or older must be vaccinated to sail on Serenade. On August 1st, the requirement will be lowered to the age of 12. And according to documents published on the Broward County Commission website, Disney Cruise Line is considering homeporting a ship at Fort Lauderdale in 2023 and 24. On June 15th, the commission approved a terminal and berthing agreement between the county and Disney Cruise Line, subject to final review. Disney has requested the use of Terminal 4 to move its South Florida operations to Port Everglades, starting with one ship homeporting there. The final version of the agreement is expected to be ready before August 4th. And Cunard Line has announced 40 new Grand Escape voyages. New cruises in the series will range from 2 to 40 nights long and will call in the Caribbean, Europe, the Middle East, and Asia. Cunard is scheduled to resume sailings from the U.S. in January of 22. And cruise line stocks were up on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation up almost 10%, 23.22. Royal Caribbean up, 5.2%, 78.84. And Norwegian up 10.2%, 26.10. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Aboard Carnival Horizon, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.